Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. All right, folks, norms are being violated everywhere, and the language is getting really, really dangerous out there. The worst press secretary in the history of the United States, Karine Jean-Pierre, really upped the ante. Please keep your head on a swivel around the left. They are getting increasingly violent. Their language is getting increasingly violent. They are going to start to target you. I would not be surprised at all if something happens soon. When you label people fascists, other people respond. I'll get to that in a second, her soundbite, and you'll see how dangerous this is again. Joe said to me before the show, I'm getting worried, Dan. I said, Joe, you have every right to be worried.
Yeah.
The rhetoric coming out of the White House is dangerous. They are openly now inciting violence. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre doubling down on Biden's speech where he's going to call half the country fascists. And how do you handle fascists? By violence. They're unquestionably inciting violence now, and you're damn right we're going to call it out. Check this out.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
Folks, this is getting ugly. Remember, when you categorize someone as an existential threat to your freedom, which is what a fascist would be, what's the only way to handle that? Well, fascism doesn't involve voting. It involves the raw abuse of power. This is what they're doing right now. They're setting people up and inciting violence to make sure that it's seen as a plausible alternative. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? Folks, the Bill of Rights is dead. The Bill of Rights is dead. Why is the rhetoric from the Biden administration? Nothing happens by accident. Everything that comes out of the White House is planned. Why is the White House now deciding to go down the road of inciting political violence? Something we have not seen out of a White House ever in American history. Calling 45 to 50% of the country fascists. It's because everything's falling apart, folks. Everything's falling apart for them in front of their eyes, and they know it. All the rumors you've heard about the turnaround and the Democrat Party, how wonderful things are going to be in 2022. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't deny the fact that the electoral kind of ecosystem has gotten a little bit better for the Democrats due to a small, slight ebb in inflation. I don't doubt that. What I'm telling you is the White House knows that the signals of what's ahead, as I told you many times, what did I tell you a few months back? A few months back, I said to you it was going to all start to go down in August. And I not say that. I wish we could pull this stuff, but I don't want to waste Guy's time in the morning or Joe's searching through our library to go, hey, I tell you, if you listen, you know I said that. I took some flack for it.
Huh.
Oh, here we go again. TikTok or something like that. One, it's not me, but second, all I was doing was looking at the productivity numbers and making really common sense predictions. In other words, what I'm telling you is the White House understands that things are going to get ugly fast. And if they can't distract people with Donald Trump raids, tyranny, and threats of violence to the other side, they're going to have to answer questions about this stuff. What stuff? Take a look at this Fox article. U.S. companies added just 132,000 jobs in August as hiring slows. This is ADP's job report, which is very accurate. Folks, they expected 288,000 jobs. You're hearing now scattered reports, but reports nonetheless of companies like Bed Bath & Beyond and elsewhere starting to lay off massive numbers of people. Folks, there's a reason for this, and this is the reason I warned you about all this stuff. This is not me trying to scare you. It's me looking at the numbers and drawing reasonable conclusions from numbers me and you can both see. It's not, none of this is private. It explains why the White House is melting down right now. Everything in our economy flows from the productivity number. Productivity is what we produce. If we produce 100 chairs and chairs with a measure of productivity, say the productivity number is 100. That's great. If there's 50 residents on the island, everybody can buy two chairs if they needed to. If productivity slows down and we only make 80 chairs and the productivity number is 80, then that's less chairs. And ladies and gentlemen, we measure our wealth by stuff. We don't measure our wealth by how we feel. I'm talking about material wealth. I'm not talking about values and faith and religion. Those are important things. I'm simply making an economic statement. Your material wealth is measured by materials and access to them. So when productivity goes down because workers don't have capital to produce stuff, then you're going to get a slowdown in the economy because there's no stuff. I'm sorry to the lefties who don't understand that this is hard. Here's what I mean. Just a couple weeks ago, I by the way, just put productivity in a search engine. You'll see articles going back a year. The harbingers and the signs were everywhere. Forbes, Q2, quarter two productivity down 4.6%. Will the U.S. standard of living follow? Peter Cohen. Yes. This is from August 12th, 2022. Of course it's going to follow. It has to follow. If you're producing less stuff, then we have less stuff. If you don't have as much stuff, your standard of living goes down. Stuff. Food, products, other things. Now, the hilariously titled Inflation Reduction Act is going to make the situation worse. Because the reason, so you understand, without going into a wonky economics list, I want to go into this Obama quote next, which is hilarious. Obama lying, the Democrats lie all the time. When you don't have stuff, it's because workers don't have the equipment to produce stuff. In the Inflation Reduction Act is a massive corporate tax hike that is going to make corporations pay more money to the government, creating even less ability to invest in the workers and the capital, and even less stuff is going to result. Guaranteed. I'm predicting it. It's going to happen. Productivity is going to go down even worse. Here's Representative Democrat Elaine Laurier on the Inflation Reduction Act, admitting that this thing had everything to do with inflation, nothing to do with inflation, everything to do with green boondoggles, and basically a corporate tax hike too. But you were told it was going to reduce inflation. Check this out.
You mentioned the Inflation Reduction Act. That might be the name, but it's a huge environmental bill that includes a lot of things such as the tax credits necessary to make these kind of developments.
She's admitting what I've already told you. Again, you're not wasting your time here. This had nothing to do with inflation. It was a bunch of environmental boondoggles paid for by hiking taxes on actually profitable companies to give to unprofitable companies who produce a bunch of green anti-cow farting materials or whatever.
More in a minute, but first.
The last time we went through a recession, several blue chip stocks nearly went to zero. Washington Mutual, Lehman Brothers, Chrysler crashed almost overnight. Could that happen again? And if it did, are your savings protected? Mine are, because I protected them with gold from Birch Gold. Historically, gold has been your best hedge against inflation, which is rising like a hockey stick as we speak. The savviest Americans diversify their savings to protect them from downturns in the market, from global instability, and from a falling dollar. Do you? Birch Gold Group helps you hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. In fact, if you have a 401k or IRA that's underperforming, just text Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, to 989898, and you can convert that into an IRA in precious metals right now. Text Bongino to 989898, and Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on diversifying into gold tax-free. Hedge against inflation, protect your hard-earned money. Get your free info kit by texting Bongino to 989898. Do it today. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Message and data rates apply.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
This is going to get worse. You see why now the rhetoric has gotten ugly? The rhetoric about fascists and violence and Republican semi-fascists and MAGA people. You see why? You think the Biden administration, you think I have some, this is Forbes. You can search engine it right now. The link is right there. The Biden administration knows this. They know things are about to get bad. I told you in August, things were going to start to get ugly. It wasn't some kind of bizarre, crazed prediction. I was basing it on the data. Here's another reason the Biden administration is freaking out. This is a great piece in the newsletter today. Bongino.com/newsletter if you want to check it out. Biden's base of Black and Hispanic voters are abandoning the president. This is Zogby here. Zogby says, listen, it's hard to see where this is a good scenario for Biden. His support is lagging amongst a big part of his base. Does this mean he won't win a re-election or bow out? It's hard to say, but these are not great numbers amongst one of the strongest groups that make up his base. Among Blacks, Biden had an approval rating of just 57.5% and a disapproval rating of 32.3%. Zogby said the president's approval is down 17 points from his last survey. Folks, none of this is by accident. As Black and Hispanic support and Democrat support craters for the Biden administration, he has to appeal to an increasingly crazy portion of the electorate that will back him no matter what, i.e. liberals, communists, and socialists. The only way he can do that is by saying increasingly crazy things. It's the Dan Bongino, Democrats show their ass theory with Trump. They don't know how to respond, so they say crazier and crazier things, attempting to rile up the last slivers of support they have left. I'm telling you, this is going to get worse. I called it August, September, into the dog days. You're going to start to see. And October? Wait till October. Joe, has there ever been stock market crashes that happened in October? I think there have. October. Something about October. You watch October, what happens then? Before everybody starts making predictions about the blue wave is back. Everybody needs to TO, time out. I've got a great video from Obama. I sent it to Guy and Joe. They're both like, man, that's a good catch. It's not my catch. I just saw it doing some show prep this morning, but it is a good one. Obama's video. And it makes my point again about how Democrats make ridiculous claims. We warn you that the ridiculous claims are going to lead to really bad things. They make crazy promises again. They fail big. They make more crazy promises to cover for their failures. And then they blame the GOP when it fails again. This is a classic. This is just, again, it goes back to my point. No matter how many times I warn you that taxing corporations is going to suck money out of their budget to give to the government that they could invest in equipment that would make you more productive and us all collectively wealthy. It doesn't matter the warning, because when what happens and what I said happens is happens, productivity goes down because they're crushing business. Democrats just blame Republicans anyway. This happens all the time. Perfect example of this. Remember Obamacare? Of course you do. About 10 years ago, they pushed through this federal semi-takeover of the healthcare industry. We warned you that this thing was a total debacle. One of the ways they claimed to pay for it was by nationalizing the student loan industry, taking it over. Now, we all laughed. Joe, me, everyone, we were like, are you joking? Like, whenever the government takes over anything, I mean, is the word you first think of efficiency and cost savings?
No.
Is that a joke? The government that has no incentive to spend money efficiently. Remember the Milton Friedman, four ways to spend money? Government is other people spending other people's money on other people. So the cost doesn't matter. It's not their product. They're not buying it for themselves. And the quality doesn't matter because it's not their money and it's not their product. So they don't care about cost or quality. That's government. It is the worst way to spend money. So we said the government's going to take over the student loan market and save taxpayers' money. That's hilarious. Here was Obama making this ridiculous, laughable, I wanted to throw up when I heard this, it was so dumb, claim about Obamacare and the student loan markets, how it's going to save us all money. Check this out.
This reform of federal student loan programs will save taxpayers $68 billion over the next decade. To make sure our students don't go broke just because they chose to go to college, we're making it easier for graduates to afford their student loan payments.
I got to laugh. I had to write that number down just so I don't forget it. It's going to save us, guys, $68
billion. Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, like every single other government boondoggle in the history of government boondoggles, what happened? It didn't save us $68 billion. It cost us hundreds of billions. Now, Joe Biden's expansion of the program is estimated by Penn Wharton to cost about $1 trillion. Put that in perspective, $1 trillion. Our entire federal budget right now for a year is about $4 trillion. Last time when I left the Secret Service, the budget was measured in the small, small billions. You're talking about trillions of dollars. What was the FBI budget? I don't know, 50 billion? You're talking about trillions now. Trillions. Make crazy promises. Republicans warn you they're crazy promises. Promises fail. Introduce more government and crazier promises. And then when it fails again and bankrupts us, blame the GOP the whole time for being obstructionist. Ridiculous claims. Government's going to solve your problems. By the way, don't miss my monologue on Unfiltered. The government has infantilized all of us and made babies out of us. I'm going to point out every single example how they want to be big mama and big daddy and they're ruining everyone's lives. Make ridiculous claims our failed government can solve a problem they created. Fails. Make more claims. Blame GOP. Every single time.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.